What's good, everybody? It's your boy Bees.
You already know it's the big dog, Dre Day.
And we are coming to you with another episode of If You're Listening to This.
That's right.
Hey, what up, Big Time?
Bruh, come on.
Mr.
Why are we acting like this today?
Yo, aren't you the official DJ for the Democratic Party or something?
Here
like
he
that?
Go, man. Look.
You and Gillum, didn't y'all do lunch? Y'all did lunch, right? That's what right?
Look, I have connections with the campaign, you know what I'm saying? I may have DJed an event or two, you know.
An event or two for Gilly. Hey, what's up, man? Shout out to you, man, out here shaking things for real, though. Shout out to everybody out here.
Hey, I'm about to say, moves, you out dreams, here doing man. It, bro. We out here, bro.
Yeah, man. That's.
You got to get out here. Tired of the same old thing. You know, if you want different results, you got to do some different shit out here.
No, for real, though. We got tired of talking. That's what it was.
Hey, we was talking for a long time, G. Long time. Almost. Well, no, I ain't gonna lie. Not as half as long as Aretha's funeral, though. I was gonna say almost as long as Aretha's funeral.
Bruh.
But not even half as long as that joke.
Did you see how miserable Bill Clinton was, bro?
I can't lie, I didn't. I watched like probably the first 5 minutes of it, and I was like,
you haven't seen any of the memes, though?
Have
you seen his face when he wasn't looking at Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
He did not look very happy. He didn't look very happy at all. He's like,
that's true.
He had better. I didn't eat anything for breakfast when I just came here.
Bro, I never heard you do a Bill Clinton impression, bro. That's straight.
I didn't have anything but a fiber bar. I was expecting for a short and sweet ceremony celebrating the life.
God, bro. How you going to treat Billy that way, bro?
Yo, I'm sorry. I know most black people regard Bill Clinton as like the first black president, but he is not president. He's not.
I can't lie. I kind of like called him the first black president until Barack got in. I was like, hey, we got a real one, bro.
We all thought Bill Cosby. Hey, tomato, right?
No, that's how we doing today. No. Okay.
No, right. We all thought Bill Clinton was, you know, we all thought he just seemed like he was down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he like, he played an instrument, and he was a KK side, and then he had this sex scandal. We thought it was so cool. We, like, legit glorified that sex scandal. But, yeah, like, he seemed like the first imperfect president, so I feel like black people kind of, like, I don't know, identified with it. It was weird.
I mean, it wasn't necessarily imperfect. It was he did black shit. Like, he played the saxophone.
Playing the saxophone is definitely black shit.
Yeah, and he KK sign. He like got accused of getting head from somebody who wasn't his. Like, that's stereotypical black shit. Like, this one, you know, getting head. Black niggas like head. Like,
people of all colors and cultures like head, bro. It's not just
I ain't seen as much as black people out here talking about. I mean, this men and women. I hear talking about how much they love head, bro. I'm just saying. I hope y'all are not at work listening to this. If you are, you're probably about to get fired by now. So just enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I think people do much worse while at work. Like, I know people that listen to trap music at their desk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In the headphones, though.
But are you still not doing it? Other people just can't hear it. You're still doing it.
Okay.
Or people that use, like, their work computers to like go on Facebook, like
that's what it's for.
But you've been on your computer one time while on GroupMe, and there's like this inappropriate picture, and you gotta scroll, or you put
especially
like
in the group,
D E F G. Especially in the
get it off right, my screen.
Get them off me. Shake the devil off.
Yeah, bro. Many times.
Especially in the goddamn DB group, man. My gosh, man.
Y'all are some heathens, bro. I'm glad I changed my life.
I'm a man of God.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. You're a man of God like the man of God that was touching on Ariana Grande at the funeral, huh? Oh, yeah. That is that kind of man of God?
Bombs over Baghdad.
Don't pull the things out unless you plan to bang. Okay? Yeah, bro. He was on that thing. Like, he was all on that thing, bro. Did you see the videos of that?
I saw the videos.
Mm-hmm.
I saw more than a few because I was I kind of sort of investigated it. I was like, okay, so
you got to investigate. Picture,
right, in this picture, it looks like he's just holding, right?
Uh-huh.
But then I saw a video where he had adjusted his hand several times.
Y'all about to say multiple times.
And toward the very end of the video, it was almost like he kind of put his hand underneath.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was wilding out. And what I'm thinking is like, yo, if he's willing to do that on this national stage, then what happens on a regular basis?
In like, his church.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is he filling up all the mothers? He's filling up all the mothers of the church, bro.
All the mothers. All the mothers. I want all the mothers.
That's wild.
Bro, he was That's like, wild. It was so many people talking about, oh, that was just an honest mistake, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm like, bro, ain't no way, bro.
And people are also saying that, oh, well, she shouldn't have been wearing. I'm like,
man. That's the dumbest thing ever. Like,
are you?
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Are you sick out your head?
She shouldn't have been wearing that. What is that? That ain't. Although that may be true, that ain't got nothing to do with what he did. Like, he was touching that lady. She looked like a little girl. All we want to call her.
Yeah. I feel like maybe the dress could have been longer for a homegoing service. It's a funeral, right?
Right.
And of course, considering that you're singing, so everybody's going to be looking at you. It's not like you just go to the funeral, you sit in the back in your little short dress.
Right. Your dress look good, though. It looked good. I ain't going to, look. But that's not why we were there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
While the dress was a little short, that has absolutely nothing to do with this man holding on to this girl's side boob. Like,
he was caressing. He caressed. Like, he readjusted and got a firmer grip and was, like, pulsing on that. He knew what he was doing, bro. I refuse to believe that he didn't know. And, like, you can't tell me he don't know what a titty feel like. Like, he was touching a titty, bro. And we all know where titties are. Like, he was on that. Like, bro, he was on that, bro.
Exactly.
He was on that. I'm sure you don't grab your daughter like that.
Right, and something else that you can see when you're watching the videos, you can see her response to, like, him doing it. You can see her, like, backing up
the whole time. The whole time.
Looking at him like, nigga, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, all that. And, you know, he still, like, did his thing. So, it's interesting, man. I'm telling you, this is why. And
Uh-oh. This is why. Uh-oh.
Yo, this is why some people don't rock with the church like that, bro. For real, dog. Like, you know I'm not hey, like that, dog. Like, I don't be up in there.
All right, so listen. Look, we going to have this argument, and I'm going to just play devil's advocate, all right? So what do you mean this is why people don't rock with the church? What do you mean?
It's because there's no way to really make this like any less than a 2-hour conversation, but I feel like the church was created for the people, whether you walk righteous or not, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
All right.
And especially for the people who do not.
Okay. Keep
preaching. So why is it that when I come into this temple, this place for the people, right? All people. Why is it that I do not feel at home? Why is it that I feel ridiculed? Why is it that I feel condemned and judged? Like, why is that? Especially when you doing the same foul shit, if not worse.
Mm.
So
or used to, you know, like you or was you used you was in there back to. In the day
or used to because most people you most of these people like my uncle's a pastor. There are several pastors and things in my family. Back in the day.
Mm.
Man, please.
You talk about a wild one.
Yo, my uncle, he's a pastor now. He was known for throwing the biggest parties in all of Bunch Park back in the day. All the biggest parties.
Now, what kind of parties you talk? Are you talking like Hugh Hefner parties, P. Diddy parties? Like,
well, I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But I know that back in the 70s, like, they party different. They weren't on their cell phones. There weren't people recording them and posting them on social media. They did crack.
Y'all about to say this is the 70s.
they
was on the rock.
They was on the rock.
It was on that crack rock.
Solid. Dun, 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 dun. Solid as a rock.
It's so funny. They used to be wilding back in the day. And it's like they talk about, you know, the millennials and our generation, like, we're just that fucked up. But y'all used to be on some wild shit, though.
Man, it's they all them, bro. Some
wild shit.
Hey, but all right, so listen, on the church conversation, right? So you say you feel judged, feel ridiculed, and all the other stuff.
Yeah, it's just not, but it's not like, a safe space, bro. That's it. That's just really what it comes down to.
But nobody's perfect. You can't let certain people change your view on a whole religion, man. Like, people are imperfect, okay?
No, this is consistent. I've been to different churches. I've met different people from different churches.
Maybe those just wasn't the churches for you that God intended to be in your life.
Maybe I'm just not meant to be a part of
this,
whatever it is, the system. Like, maybe I'm just meant to be, like, me and God, we cool as eggs. Like, I be talking to
that's,
bro.
That's my nigga.
Yeah, like, we good. And I don't need any institution to teach me how to, like, I know a lot about relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've had relationships
my whole life.
All right.
But you made me lose my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm sure you want to blame that on me, bro. But I mean, what I'm just saying is, like, I have you noticed that, like, millennials, like, we're going away from church, period. And, like, you hear this a lot. It's like, you know, I don't follow religion. I'm spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Have you heard that a lot?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like millennials have not all. So I don't want to label anybody, but like known as like more free thinkers. So
yeah,
when that comes to or whether it's professionally or spiritually, like we usually like to. We do what we feel is best for or in our own interest. So, like, oh, everybody going to church? Oh, that's cool. I don't want to go, so I'm not going to go.
Like, period.
You know, period. Right? I'm not going to go, but I always win because my grandma always wins. Because
watch out now.
That's just the thing. That's just the thing to do. I know that's me all day. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's your boy right here.
You doing it, bro. I'm not doing it.
I tried, though. My thing was I tried. Like, right out of college, like, I tried, bro. I tried to go and, you know, because it was how I was raised, bro. It didn't work out, man. It just
shit, bro, because you just a heathen, bro. That's why you...
I'll be that, man. I'll be that, bro. All right, last thing about church. I think I had an epiphany. Like, I was sitting in a funeral a few weeks ago, and I noticed. I was like, man. Like, why are all the old people really, like, heavy in the church? And what I was thinking was, I was like, man, it's probably because, like, they see that they ain't got much time left. So they just like, you know what? Well, whatever time I do got left, I'm going to just try dedicated to getting right so I know that I can go to heaven. Like, I done had my fun in life. I done did all my wilding out. I'm too old to be out here wilding out now, so I'm going to just spend my time in church. Like, is it bad that I thought that?
No, it's not bad, and I guess it kind of makes sense in your own little theory.
Yeah, but at the same time, sense.
I'm different because I'm like, yo, I'm getting older. I don't have much time left. I'm trying to wild out. Like, I'm trying to live, life.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Not a long time, right. Like, I'm not trying to be in the church 3 days, 4 days a week. Yo, it's happy hour. Y'all trying to get down on these same grits?
You know, I can't drink six like I used to, but I can take a good two.
Yeah, yo, you go up in there ordering wine and beer and leave so lit off like one beer, dog. That's what I'm looking forward to. Getting older and my tolerance being like complete shit. Bro.
Hey,
like,
no lie, you're kind of there now, bro. You take a shot and a half for Heineken,
bro. First of all, you drink flavored whiskey.
First of all,
you drink flavored crap. You drink flavored bottom shelf whiskey.
That's it's Crown Apple bottom
shelf. It's by mid.
Oh, I'm about to say
so it's mid. And if you know anything about mid,
hey man, I'm not a heathen like you. I don't know nothing about mid. I don't know nothing about that. What you know about mid grade gas? You talking about gasoline, unleaded? All I know is unleaded premium.
You talking about gas, all right?
Gastery.
Oh my gosh, this guy's out of control.
Yeah, bro. Hey, man, any new music you've been listening to lately, bro?
Man, so I've been on Toby Nwigwe. His name is really hard to say. I've never said a word with that many W's in it.
I'm going to say, I don't think you said his name right, bro. I think you
it's Toby Nwigwe.
Nwigwe.
Nwigwe. So you know he's got to be Nigerian. Or
he's definitely
like that.
Nigerian. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a I don't know if he's new, because we sometimes make people new artists when they've been rapping for forever.
Yeah, new is relative. Been, yeah.
Exactly. So a new artist, man, out of Houston. He's got that kind of like southern, like kind of like Andre, you know, that Three Stacks kind of flow. Is real southern, but it's dope.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he got bars, like.
So he's a rapper. I was assuming he was a singer.
Nah, because his name I mean,
his name is Toby.
So because
his name is Toby, and he got an exotic last name like
Nwigwe.
Yeah,
Nwigwe. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he sounds
yeah.
like a singer. He sounds like a he's no homo. He's not like a real like dark chocolate. He always lathered up in baby oil, bald headed guy. You know who like to sing the pants off chicks. Like that sounds like Toby.
Nah, he was a football player. I think he played football for North Texas.
Okay.
And he's from like one of the hoods in Houston. Like bro came from the rough. So yeah, man, but he's dope. You can check him out. He did the what's the joint on Flex when you do like the five?
That's not Flex, G. Five Fingers of Death is Sway in the Morning.
Are you sure?
I'm sure
it's not Flex.
No, listen, Five Fingers of Death is Sway in the Morning. Like, they do five different beats.
Five different beats.
Yeah.
You're right.
Now,
Flex.
Maybe Flex had something got to do with five, but I know it ain't Five Fingers of Death.
Okay, so he was on Flex.
Okay.
You know what? He was on Sway, and he was on Flex. And when he was on Sway is when he did the Five Fingers of Death.
And so, he murked it?
He, bro, destroyed. Mm. It's his flow, dog. I'm telling you, it's like every bit of Three Stacks. It's like a three Stacks Big Boy hybrid. It's crazy.
Okay. All right.
But you got to check him out, man. Toby Nwigwe. I listened to Eminem's new album.
Yeah.
Solid album.
Kamikaze.
Solid album.
Hey, listen. I am solid so album. Happy. Public service announcement. M is back, okay? Slim Shady. The real Slim Shady is back. I didn't ask you. I'm making a statement.
Niggas go 1 for 3 and they back.
Bruh. he back, bro. This
he not back.
Look, he back, bro.
Hey, real deal. M ain't been popping since like the mid-2000s.
Bro, what more do you want from him, bro? Like, look, this is my
just
thing.
Just retire.
Right? No. Retire. This is my thing, bro. Like, what more do we want him to do? He's done all there is to do, bro.
That is not true, though.
What else can he do? As a white rapper, what else can Eminem do?
Okay, so now...
Because he is a white rapper. What do you mean? We can't... He ain't a black rapper.
So we need to lower the level of expectation because he's white.
I never
said
that.
So we can
that.
Only expect so much because he's white. That's
I never
what you're
said...
You're
I
like
never
for
said
a white rapper.
Yes, okay? Yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Let's move on.
That's messed up, bro.
No, it ain't. It's the truth. It's my truth. It's what I feel.
White people can do things too, bro.
They can, but how many white people are out here dominating the rap game like Eminem has?
You're right. But you're saying he dominated the game. He has not done that. Not in the 2010s. Like, not since like for real, bro. Be honest, bro. Eminem has not been killing the game.
Listen,
for like the
man.
Last 5 or 6 years, maybe even 7.
Listen, bro. Eminem is my guy.
Well, that's what it is.
That's possibly true, yes.
You're a fanboy.
And he shut up. But he's back. Okay. Now, to be honest with you, I wasn't feeling anything that M was putting out since what, Curtain Call. Like that don't all that stuff was trash
to me.
How old
is Curtain Call?
I'm not even gonna go that far, bro. It's old, okay? Just chill. It's been a long time, all right?
Should have left you.
It's been a long time. But he's back, bro. Like, but what it is, and this is, I mean, like, it's very selfish of us. And it's
I'm sorry, Dre.
What, bro?
You gotta stop talking.
What? No, bro.
Curtain Call came out in 2005. I am so on point right now. I said this nigga ain't been popping since 05.
Bruh.
You know what we were doing at 05?
We were doing the Soulja Boy.
We were wearing Jabot jeans.
Right. You still wearing, got a pair.
We were wearing, mind your business, we were wearing tall tees. We were wearing do-rags in public with the fitted over the do-rag, with the matching fitted and do-rags the same color.
Do-rags in public are kind of coming back
low
right
key,
now.
Every time I see a dude in public with a do-rag, like I tap my fist on my chest like twice and I give him like the black power fist. It's like, yo, it's like, bro, shout out to you, man, for wearing your crown. Shout out your to you, crown. King, for King? Wearing your crown.
King?
Wearing your crown, you know what I'm saying? King? In public, like, sure. Everybody king these
You gotta
days,
call him
you know
King. Shout out to you wearing your crown out here, King.
Yeah, man. Now, I will say this, and ladies, y'all may not agree, and I honestly don't care. So do-rags and bonnets are not in the same league.
That's for damn sure.
Yes, I can wear my do-rag in public, but you cannot wear your Fannie Lou May. Yeah, I'm saying
May.
Yeah, you cannot wear your bonnet in public. You just can't do that. It's not fashionable. It's just
I wonder how women feel about that, because like it's plenty of women who be wearing their bonnets out, and I'd be like, yeah, y'all need to go in the house with that. Like, grandma would not be pleased about you wearing your bonnet.
Exactly. Yo, now there's some women that do, but there's some women that absolutely don't. And if you're with a woman that doesn't like to wear her bonnet in public, and you happen to forget that she has her bonnet on while in public, she'll blame you.
She'll blame me.
I'm nudging somebody right now.
Uh-oh. Bang, bang.
She'll blame you for her forgetting that something is on her head.
How you forget what's on your crown, queen?
This big black thing on your head.
How you forget what's on your crown, queen?
I can't believe you let me walk out of the house with that on. I can't believe you let you walk out of the house with that on.
You got to take some kind of responsibility out here.
You got to, come on, dog. Anyway.
Can't believe you let you.
Yeah. Hey, but anyway, dog, moral of the story is, kings, wear your do-rags outside.
Yeah.
Queens, put that job away. Put it underneath your pillow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't take it out of the house.
Hey, but what we was really, really discussing, though, is how I blame, we're kind of selfish at how we treat Eminem, right? Because it's like, the reason he ain't been good is because he's been trying to evolve as a person. So his first music was like angry, popping pills, theoretically killing people, stuff like that. And he started talking about like, you know, real issues or other things. And we didn't like that. We was like, man, we want the old Eminem. Like, we want that crazy lashing out Eminem. And that's why he kind of fell off in my book. Like, he went, and then he went to just focus in on being a wordsmith and all this other stuff. And
you know him personally, bro?
Man, shut up, man. Shut up, man.
You're like, oh, he tried to be a better person.
Bro, that's what it is, though.
I listened to this album, and he's still snapping on people.
But that's
He's snapping on people on wax.
That's why I say he's back. That's what I'm saying. This is the old Eminem. This is Slim Shady, bro. The real Slim Shady has just stood up, bro. All right, so, bro, I'm sure you had to hear Machine Gun Kelly's diss towards Eminem, bro. Like, what'd you think about the diss, bro?
It's a little unseasoned.
Unseasoned? Yeah. It's a little Miracle Whip-ish, if you
A little. it's white battle rap beef, bro. You know, so it's
What's
like.
What's wrong with that, though? Are you saying
it's not intimidating,
bro?
Like, nobody's gonna die. You know what I'm saying,
bro? That's so. I don't even know if this is bad for black or white people. I don't know how to take this right now, bro.
it's probably a good thing that nobody's gonna die.
Yeah,
but for the culture of hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, like, don't know. Stop. No, bruh.
It'll be good for the culture.
No, bruh. What are you talking about?
All right.
You out here wilding, bruh. You need church, bruh. You need to go to church, man.
I need some more of this wine.
No. Oh, some more of the Big Frida wine.
It's not Frida, bro. That's Rosé Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So we on something different today, chief.
This
main and vine Beringer. It's spelled Beringer.
You can't even pronounce
Beringer,
it.
Beringer Pinot Grigio, man.
I hate you, man. I hate you. Pinot Grigio. Okay.
Pinot Grigio, man. What kind of wine do you? You still on that Stella Rosa, man? That
yeah,
bro.
Bro,
that gas station ass wine.
Hey, I don't care.
That's some gas station ass wine.
So,
right,
gas station got some good snacks. God damn it. So I get me some wine. I get some wine and snacks and have a great night. What you're not gonna do is try to make me feel bad for what I drink. I'm not upset, okay? I drink Stella Rosa wine and I drink Crown Apple.
You probably drink it out of a styrofoam cup too, don't you?
If that's what I got around me, I don't look. Negro, I don't care. What you drink yours out of a custom Olivia Pope glass?
A stemless wine glass. Yes.
Stemless wine glass. You got that's the Olivia Pope collection. Is that what that is?
No, Olivia Pope. What does this have to do with Olivia Pope?
Because, women used to just get a glass of wine and watch Scandal. You know what I'm saying? So,
anyway.
Yeah, you didn't connect it. It's okay. All right, so MGK, Eminem, bro. So, you don't even care if Eminem gonna respond or die, bro. Am I the only one that cares? I'm the only one.
I'm more interested in the Eminem Joe Budden beef.
Joe Budden ain't gonna respond, though. Like,
that's not true.
No, not on rap. He's not. He don't respond on his podcast. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. He ain't gonna get on a beat and do nothing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm just more interested in those two figures going at it than I am. I'm not a big MGK guy. Like, he's had some cool features, but I don't think
anybody is, to be honest with you.
Right. There's another reason why I don't have as much interest, because it's like, okay,
who Eminem, are you?
Oh, right. Exactly. Eminem. Okay. And MGK, UGK? UGK?
Almost.
Yeah. So.
Hey, man. Well, look, man. I think that Eminem, like, he don't need to be responding. He don't have to respond. Now, he's going to respond, but I don't think he has to respond to guy. Like, it's like, bro.
Well, he already took a shot at him on one of the tracks.
Yeah, well, okay, so what I found was that Eminem, well, MGK made a tweet about Eminem's daughter, basically saying, like, man, she looks good, something.
He deserves to die. He deserves to die.
So that's why.
He talking about Haley, bro? Yeah, Haley?
He was talking about Haley, bro. And you know, Jit don't play about Haley, bro.
Hey, bro, he's been about. Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
He'll die for this.
Yeah, I die for this too. Yeah. So, but now the thing is, he tweeted the tweet back in 2012, and Eminem is just responding.
Yo, listen, these old tweets are undefeated, boy. Dang.
Yeah.
My God.
So yeah, that's where it all started. So I mean, Eminem, like, I don't think he has to respond just off the strength that he's Eminem, but the fact that, you kind of shot first makes you have to kind of respond. You know, like, you shot first, then he said something back. Now, would you not respond? It makes you look like a punk, you know?
Yeah, you gotta finish him.
Yeah, so you gotta finish him, and he's gonna finish it. Like, MGK got nothing to lose, and it was a good jab he threw, bro. Like, the diss track was straight. I can't even lie. To be MGK, it was straight. So
yeah,
and I mean, while we at it, bro, I don't feel right calling him MGK. Like, I feel like it gives him street cred. Like, MGK sounds cooler than Machine Gun Kelly. Like,
it's because his name's Kelly.
Yeah, that's what it is. Know what I'm saying, Kelly. We just call him by his name, man. The man's name.
I mean, for the record, Machine Gun Kelly does have sleeves. And any white guy with sleeves, hey, you got to be like.
Hey, he got full body. Like, he ain't got skin left to tattoo.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Any white dude with that many tattoos, like, man, he done killed a nigga or two.
Or two.
Like, you probably got a couple black bodies on.
Uno or dos. Uno or dos. Those are facts right there. I can't argue with that, bro.
Yeah, man. But, so we haven't talked about anything, I guess, related closely to relationships in quite a while, man. So I got a question for you, because you're a married man.
That's what they say.
You know what I'm saying? you want to cut that part out?
What? No. Look, that's what they say. Keep going.
Okay. And I want to know if you think weddings are a one-sided investment.
What you mean by that?
Like, if you think the wedding ceremony only benefits the
bride. Hey, bro, you know what you're doing about this. Look, hell yeah. What are you talking about? Look,
oh, you think so?
Bro, like, what? So, I don't want to necessarily say benefit, But the wedding is for the bride, bro. Don't nobody be caring about the groom. Like, bro, it's not even that I got
married. Nobody come here to see you,
Otis. Ain't nobody come to see Otis. Everybody came to see Maybelline. Ain't nobody come to see Otis. Like
they probably wouldn't be too stressed out if Otis didn't show up.
Right. like just FaceTime him in as long as Maybelline's here and we can see her dress. That's all they care about. Bro, that's so true, bro. I mean, I got married and I DJ weddings all the time, bro. Like, even in a wedding, bro, when you've been to plenty of weddings, who comes out first?
The groom be out there standing out.
Just standing out there. Just standing out there, man.
He nervous as hell.
Just standing. His
palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Right. Yeah. It's vomit on the sweater already.
Yo, he's ready to break. He said his vows in his head like 52 times.
Yeah.
And she still hasn't walked down the aisle.
And he's just out there. And then, you know, the bride comes out with her grand ass entrance with this long, unnecessary dress that she couldn't afford.
Okay, see, now, here you go.
Here you go.
Now you hating.
I'm talking trash. I am. I apologize.
Well, so devil's advocate.
Okay.
Right? Can men change that narrative? Like,
Nope.
You don't think so, bro? You don't think that we can make the wedding day just as special for ourselves as we do.
No, we will be wrong for that because she came out the womb expecting her dream wedding and we will be wrong to take that away from her because she's been a princess all her life and she needs to have her big princess moment. So we will be wrong for taking that away.
I've been a king all my life.
You know what I'm saying? You've been a young king out here, king.
Right, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? Why can't I?
Hey, look!
Why can't we have our day,
bro? I'm not the one. You got the A. You got to aim it over there. I'm with you. I'm just saying that women would not allow. Like it would be some kind of way where we would be getting called like weak men or like selfish or like you know we just let us have our day, even though the proposal and all this junk is about the woman.
Yeah.
Right. But who did the action?
Who made it possible? Yeah. Who went through and came up with this intense plan and arrangement.
Right.
Yeah, it's the groom. It's the groom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying, man. From the get-go, bro, like, the weddings has nothing to do with the groom. Like, I'm not saying that you don't need to get involved, but, like, nobody expects the groom to be involved in the planning. Like, just let her plan it and have her day.
You just stand there
and just show up.
Right, exactly.
That's it. You just stand there and look good and cry when I walk down the aisle. And if you don't cry, then it's going to be a problem. Like, come on, man.
Hey, I'm not a crier, bro. I don't know.
I ain't cry.
Yeah, you didn't cry. You didn't cry. You was good, bro. You held it down. But I'm not a crier, though, bro. So I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, man. It's junk out here, man. It's lopsided,
bro. Bruh, useless trivia.
All right.
So, well, first of all, do you know why traditionally the bride's parents pay for the wedding?
Because the man proposed, so might as well get somebody else to do some other work.
Try a little bit harder. Give me a better guess.
Because the marriages was like set up from birth. So the bride's family had a whole time to had their whole bride's life to plan and save up money for that wedding.
All right, Dre. So this
I'm not close.
So I really basically, the bride's family had to pay the groom's family. So it was back in the day. I believe it's called a lowry. So the bride's family had to pay the groom's family for the groom to take the bride off of their hands. It was like property. Like an exchange. So serious.
So serious, bro.
So it's like,
That sounds like slavery.
Exactly, it's like, do us this solid and get this girl away from us. So,
cause she's crazy. So. The girl crazy. she don't. Whenever I ask her what she wanted to eat, she don't know what she want to eat. But whenever I bring something home, it's not the right meal. Like the law. Like she don't even let me play Madden. You know what I'm saying? Or live. You know, or 2K for that matter. bro. Like, the girl is crazy. Take her off my hands. Okay? Oh, God. She don't even. She got 95 million outfits and don't have. Yo, nothing so to wear. No. Take that's, this crazy hey, girl hey, off
that's
my
the,
hands.
That's the one that kills me though. It's bruh, like
I need to go listen, shopping. What you need to go shopping for?
This woman got more clothes than you can dream of. And she's sitting bruh, in there no, on the floor I know. Saying that she don't have nothing to wear. Like, what you mean? I got three pairs of pants. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, it. That's I got it. Three pair of pants. That's all and I managed. And I'm making and it work managed. Out here. And you got 13 and you ain't got nothing to wear. Something ain't yeah. right. And then here's the attitude. Ladies, I already know. If you listen to this, I know. Well, maybe all my outfits I have don't match my mood at the time. You better change your damn mood. You got mood swings already. You might as well swing them to one of them outfits that you got in the closet. I don't understand the issue.
Bro. Oh, man.
I really don't understand the issue, dog. This junk gets on my last nerve.
Your last, bro.
My last joint. Yes, bro. My last nerve, dog. Like, I got to go out here and drop this money on some outfits. Like, bro, my wife, bro. I surprised her and took her shopping because she kept talking about she didn't have nothing to wear, even though the closet is full. I made a Facebook status about it and all. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go surprise you and
right
take
there,
you shopping.
Put it on Facebook.
That's a confirmation. I was like, you know what? I'm going to surprise her, take her shopping. I take her shopping. 2 days later, I ain't got nothing to wear. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I just took you shopping for these outfits. Now you ain't got nothing to wear. I don't get it. I don't get this at all. I don't.
You're not supposed to
like,
get
I don't
it,
have
bro.
Money.
You're not supposed to get it,
bruh. So why am I here?
To stand there and look good,
bruh,
and take good pictures of me.
I get the portrait mode. Make sure I get the portrait mode camera. That's it.
Men
that's
are fillers.
Bruh. It's bruh.
We're fillers, bro.
It's so hard out here, man. Y'all just don't understand.
Look, bro, we about to lose our whole following, man.
Man, no, look. No, man, we need y'all to speak up. Why y'all like this? Who made y'all like this? Who made y'all like this?
So what's going on next, bro? What you got in store, man? What you got in store?
Hey man, look, are you ready for this?
Listen, I'm the undefeated, undisputed, untamed. You know what I'm saying?
All right, okay. All right. I get you. It's time for that. Who said that, man. G?
Who said that?
Let's go on and make this happen, man. I can't lie, man. I've been losing momentum. Okay, I need help, y'all. Look, I've been losing momentum, dog. Bro, been out here getting 2 out of 3 when I used to go 3-0 out here, man. Look, we just gonna start off right here. Here we go, switching it up. Okay, before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. Who said that? Okay,
what? Was that's it? The whole thing.
Look. That's it. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. You got what's the girl name? Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, or Carly Rae Jepsen? Yeah, go on, give me that one. Yeah, you ready to move on?
You couldn't even think of the girl's name, so okay. It's definitely not her.
Damn it.
Okay. You said Miley Cyrus, and who's the last one?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen. You're trying to throw me off. It's her, Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah, fuck. Let's get it. Make this money. Take this money. Ain't no way you can take this money.
ain't it, buddy?
Hey, is your hollow shake still tight? My shit is still on point. Like, I can still...
Hey, I've never been able to really hold and shake. I can't even lie
okay.
to you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the hyper one. I was the hyper person. Oh, okay.
Well, let's go.
All right, so... Shit. Next one. Beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns. Once again, beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns. You got Pitbull. Okay. Yeah. You got Black Eyed Peas. Okay. Or you got Taylor Swift.
Why is Taylor Swift still here?
She ain't one of them, bro. I mean, I'm trying to help you out.
No, bro. Beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns. Who's the first guy?
Yeah.
One?
Bro, I don't even remember who I told you, bro. You supposed to pay attention, man.
Can I buy a vowel?
No, bro. No, you can just give me that point.
The answer is B.
Ooh, I don't even know what B was. What's the artist?
Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, bro.
Let's go.
Not quick,
I'm about
bro.
To pour another glass of wine. Let's go.
The champ is here.
We're going to have to do that. Bro, look, next episode, bro, you're doing it, bro. That's what we're doing. Next episode.
How does it feel to lose? I've never really been a loser. Like...
I just feel to shut the fuck up.
I've
that's what
really
I need
been,
to do.
Like,
how's that
feel? Things? So how's it feel to not be good at it?
Shut up, man. Look, just for my pride, I'm going to finish it off, man, and give you a third one, bro. My gosh. I don't even want to do this one, bro. All right. Now you get to watch her leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
Ooh. All right.
You got 50 Cent. You got Machine Gun Kelly. And just for kids, Eminem. 50, right off the bat. Yeah, I won that. Okay, good. I'm good. Okay. So I'm seeing the train here. You always get the first two. I get the third one. We're good. It was Eminem.
Can you do math?
We're good. Bro, listen, you always get the first two. I get the last one. That's what
Can
I just said.
Can you do
said.
Math, though?
Shut up. You won. You got it.
All right, cool.
You got
cool,
it.
Cool.
God, dog, man. Dang, man. I don't know about this, bro. We got to switch it up next time, bro.
Bruh, so listen, on a much lighter note, I don't know if this is light. I don't know how I feel about this, bro. Did you see the video of the fight at Chick-fil-A?
Nah. Mm-mm, bro. Chick-fil-A don't have fights, bro. Don't tell those
bro,
lies.
Bro, in the sanctuary of chicken, bro, there was a fight.
The sanctuary.
Bro, bro, Chick-fil-A's food is heavenly, bro. There was a
sanctuary.
That's a sanctuary, the chicken sanctuary, bro. One of the he had on a blue kind of shirt. I feel like I feel like the cashiers were red. I think the cooks were blue, so I think it was a cook. And he was beating this old dude's ass, man. He was beating him down the video. Like what? Yeah, like I want to know like what the old dude did. Because he was fighting this guy like he was, like he had killed somebody, like one of his relatives or something. I don't know, but he was really beating him down, and then they finally stopped him, and the people are laughing. I'm so sad. I'm like, man, like this is old. This man is like probably 70 years old, or whatever it is. And then the old dude gets up, and he's walking out the door, and one of the old guy's friends came and gave him a hug and walked. I'm like, nigga, where was you at?
Wait, what? Where was your antennas?
Yo, where were your antennas? When these niggas were stealing my shit out of the store. What movie is that?
Bruh. You want me to tell you? I know. I was about to say.
You
that's
know.
The be- it's
you
the
my
best
dogs.
One. It's
I know
the
you
best
know.
One. It's the best one, bro. It's
not,
the best one out of all three of them.
It's, that better be two?
Yes,
that better
it
be
is.
Two?
No, bro. It's the best one out of all three.
Two is the best one.
Oh, wait, that's true.
Tighten up.
You're talking about three.
We
got to
tell
was,
y'all.
Yeah.
So the movie is next Friday.
No, that it was Friday after next is what that one came
from. Okay, well.
Wait, no. Yeah, Friday after next, yeah.
Okay, yes. But I'm saying that next Friday is better.
Next
Friday
is the best
Friday,
one.
Yes.
I agree with
okay.
you. I agree with
it's something. It's always something about the second movie. Like the second movie.
I don't know,
always,
but name another one that was
there. Rush Hour
second,
2.
The
Rush Hour 2 was better than Rush Hour
2. All right. Name another one.
What was the second? The second? No. Oh, I was about to say the second X-Men, but the third X-Men was fire.
Avengers, possibly?
Avengers 2 better than the Avengers. Oh, okay. All right.
Iron Man 2? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out. I'm just trying to get something for you.
Well, I mean, I got two already, Jack. What's up with you in threes? God damn. I'm solid right now. Anyway.
Bro, it got to be best out of three, bro.
Anyway, back to what I was talking about. But yeah, man, I was just really...
Yeah, bro, Jim was getting beat.
I was just really hurt by it. And it made me think, like, man, like, are they going to stop putting Chick-fil-A in black neighborhoods? Like, are they about to cut us off?
They never gave you niggas
money. They about to cut us off, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't eat Chick-fil-A often. because it's like a treat. Like, you go there every once in a while. You go there, like, when you, you know, when that direct deposit hit, or when you, yeah, or when you, you find out that you create an account that you get a free 8-count nuggets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, okay, what you, know?
You know? You got to get the rewards, G. But, all right, yeah, but, you know, Chick-fil-A is like, it's special. It's very near and dear to my heart. So, for that to happen, it's like, man, like, are we about to watch, are we about to witness the change? Like, is Chick-fil-A, are they about to turn their backs on us?
We're fucking, is this the last?
Yeah, bro, right, we're fucking with good chicken, man. Good service. Yo, bro, every time they give you your food, what they say, bro?
Bro, they my pleasure. It don't matter what
you you gave me the food. My pleasure.
You every time I hear it, I'm taken aback. Bro, every time I hear it, I'm taken aback.
Yo, you gave me 6 Polynesian sauces.
Hey, every time I tell them to, I be like, let me get sick. And I be trying to up the number, and they be like, no problem. Is that all? I be like, y'all gonna do it? And then so I be like, hey, I be trying to make them mad just so I can go off and be like, this y'all job. Y'all need to give me these.
Bro, every time, it's like every time you try to ask for something outrageous, they do it with a smile, dog. They
with
like,
a smile. Like,
bro. What, you want me to super, super, super size that?
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Oh, you want me to dump the fries in the bag? You don't want the car. Gotcha. Anything else?
My I'm trying that next time. No lie.
Chick-fil-A is heavenly, bro. I'm telling you.
Bro, and then they be like, yeah, the sauce is in the bag. I don't even check the bag, bro.
Meanwhile, when you ask for extra ketchup at McDonald's, the chick at the register is like, that's 49 cents. Man, what the
49 cents for one pack of the ketchup ain't even a delicacy out here. Like, you acting like we talking about honey mustard or sweet and spicy barbecue. Yeah. Like, you talking about ketchup. This is regular ketchup.
Chick-fil-A sauce? Like, you know, they should be charging people. Honestly, like, after your second Chick-fil-A sauce is like, all right, chief. Cough up about a quarter or something like that. Chick-fil-A sauce is delicacy, but like that, McDonald's, man, they try to charge you for everything, man.
And have you ever had them run out of any kind of sauce? Like, have you ever been like, I want 6 of these, and they'd be like, oh, we don't have any more.
What do you mean, Chick-fil-A? What do you mean, run out? What do you mean, run out?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Chick-fil-A, they don't.
Listen, bro, it's a blessing, man.
People come there and get 9 sauces per car, and they still don't run out. Meanwhile, Popeye's runs out of chicken.
Man.
Like,
listen,
how you run out of chicken if that's what you're selling?
Man,
I don't get it, bro.
Listen, so
don't get it, bro.
Moral of the story, black people, don't ruin Chick-fil-A for those of us who know how to behave. Okay.
Hey, look, and if I'm gonna go a little harsher than that. If you don't understand nice words, if y'all stay y'all ratchet ass out of Chick-fil-A if y'all don't know how to act, okay? We got, look, that ain't the place to be ratchet. We could be ratchet elsewhere. Let's not do it in Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, y'all go to Checkers parking lot or something like that. Like, leave Chick-fil-A alone. That is a safe, Chick-fil-A is a safe place, okay?
Checkers parking lot.
Yeah, man. Go to the parking lot. You know, Checkers ain't got no inside, so you got to.
Hey, right. Find the parking lot. Ain't nothing but the parking lot.
Yeah, man. So anyway,
yeah, we got to say these Chick-fil-A's out here, dog.
Yeah, man, bro. So I know you heard about Robert Glasper exposing Lauryn Hill.
Oh, listen, bro, I'm so glad you brought it up, bro. Because was he not saying what you was thinking, bro? Like, I've always thought that.
So I didn't always think that she didn't write her own music. But I always thought, like, damn, we really give her a lot of credit when she only had one album.
She ain't really do nothing like that. Like,
she only, bro. Like, how hard is it to drop one fire album opposed to dropping 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 6? Or
Eminem, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Eminem.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
bro.
So it's like, one, basically, if you haven't heard, Robert Glasper is saying that she bit her whole album. Like, that was somebody else's music.
Oh, I never heard that, though.
But this is what Robert Glasper is. He's on this some radio station. I believe it's in Chicago. Don't quote me. But he's saying that Lauryn Hill, she did her whole album. Like, her only album.
Only body of work.
You know what I'm saying? She bit the whole joint, and that she's not a very good sight reader. he said, because he played with her. She called him in to play for a gig, and she was just being real nasty to the guys in the group. And at some point, she had to read music, and he dogged her. He was like, she can't even really read like that. And it's like, dang. No, we regard her as like, she's like this G. Like, Lauryn Hill is like a god. It's like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain people, yeah, are in that, like, circle. And it's like, she hasn't done nearly as much as Badu has. And she,
agreed.
And she don't show up to her own damn shows.
Right. And we still act like it's all cool.
Yeah, man. So, Lauryn Hill, listen, I love your music. I love Sister Act 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love Rita. I love Rita. Yeah, I love that.
But
you gotta humble yourself though. Like, you, cause you ain't been,
yeah,
you've been here because you've been in the game for so long, but you ain't really put in the work like that. To be carrying on like you got, you know. So that's just my 3 cents. And I know we're going to lose some people. I know I ain't going to get no amens, as the pastor said. I know I ain't going to get no amens.
I know I ain't going to get no amens on that one. It's quiet out here, ain't it?
Pastors is bad shade.
Quiet out here, ain't it?
Yeah, but...
Front row calmed down a little bit, didn't y'all?
I'm telling you. But, yeah, man, so just consider that, man. Lauryn Hill has not done a whole lot for the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She hasn't done a whole lot.
Bruh, yeah, bruh. I mean, I think she's just, like, she's benefiting off the 90s, you know. She's a benefit from the 90s nostalgia type junk. Like, you know, we really hold a lot of stuff from the 90s, like, really near and dear to our heart because it was part of us growing up. And I think she was just right place, right time. Her songs impacted people a lot, and it just happened to carry on. That's what I think, bro. But I agree. I've always said that we give her too much credit, not discrediting her, period, as an artist, which it sounds like our brother Glasper has done.
Yeah, Rob was going in on her.
But, you know, I just think we give her too much credit, bro. We gotta relax. Like, one album, man.
One, bro.
That's it.
That's it, bro.
That's it. Hey. Bro, this is this last thing we gotta talk about Nike, bro. We gotta talk about Nike, this Colin Kaepernick joint, bro. People burning Nikes out here after they done paid for them.
Yo, white people be wildin'.
Hey, they don't care, bro.
White people
they got
be
it.
Wildin' out, man. Dang.
They got it, bro.
So yeah, white people are out here burning their burning their shoes and other Nike apparel.
Bro, somebody burned his shoes while he still had them on and ended up in the hospital with his dumb ass.
He probably had on Air Monarchs too. You know the Monarchs?
Yeah, no, I don't. I really don't. I'm
bro,
sorry.
You don't know? You don't know the Air Monarchs, bro?
No, bro. I'm not a shoe guy, bro.
Those are like the standard 40-year-old white male. Like, that's like a... Yeah, that's that. You know, you've seen them. They have like a blue
I've
insole.
Seen, yeah, I'm about to say. I know I've seen them.
Blue before. Check.
And blue
they
thick, yep.
As shit.
And
the
they mostly white.
Is mad thick. It's crazy. Yeah, those joints. I'm saying, y'all, like, bro, okay, you're buying a pair of shoes that you bought already. you know, like, I don't know who's losing here. But, bro, Nike is a huge corporation. Yeah. And honestly, they're probably, like, the biggest consumers probably aren't, you know, white people. So, it's like, all right, you burning your shoes, or you burning your shirt. I guess you just lost something, but Nike did not.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I feel about that. But I heard Stephen A. You know your boy Stephen A. Man is always.
What did he say?
He's saying that Nike, they usually assume this role of like trying to lift the underdog, or like it's like they usually try to like that like the charity approach rather. It's like, oh, I'll find somebody that's kind of like going through, and that, you know what I'm saying, like uplift them or whatever it is, and it's usually perceived as controversial. Like, they say that Nike has done this like a few different times. So I kind of want to do some research on that to see, you know, if there's any truth to that, or if Stephen A is just being Stephen A. But it is interesting, and I wonder if now, like, the protests or the demonstrations in the NFL will become more about Nike versus the NFL, or Colin Kaepernick versus the NFL, or about the real underlying issue, which is police misconduct, police brutality. So I don't know, dog. It's interesting. I mean, I appreciate it. Trust me, I love it. Yeah. I love to see it. You know, representation matters. But you know, it's business. So
yeah, it's business. So somebody else said that I got into a debate happened on my Facebook page. Somebody was like, yeah, like I was just like, you know, I'm an Adidas guy, but like Nike is making me want to get them all my money, which was an exaggeration, you know, but it just, I like what they did.
Somebody fried you in your comments, huh?
No. So he said, what exactly did they do to make you want to give them all your money? I said, so first of all, it was an exaggeration to show that I'm in support of the move that they made by supporting black athletes like Serena and Colin Kaepernick in today's climate. And he was like, so that makes you want to go out and buy all the Nike stuff? I didn't respond after that because I already cleared up what I just said.
I said what I said.
Like, I said what I said. So it was actually another guy, a white guy I went to high school with. He just went at it with him on the comments, just back and forth. It was hilarious. And the white guy won. Like, niggas was sending me text messages like, hey. And his name was Billy. His name is Billy. Funny. But
you know, Billy had that heat. You didn't even know he was. Hey, you know he was built like that.
Everybody was texting me like, hey, bro, who is Billy? Like, Billy is
Billy. Billy from Pine Hills? Is Billy from Pine Hills, bro?
No. Billy from College Park, but that's the homie, though. That's the homie. I don't know actually if he's from College Park, but that we went to school at College Park, so I'm going to just say Billy from College Park.
Okay.
He the homie, man, and he was just like he fried it. I can't go through everything they said, but mainly the guy was like, well, you know, we can't just say that Nike is standing up for black people. Like, this is just marketing for them. Like, we can't give them money just because they're doing marketing. And I was like, of course it's marketing. They're a business. Like, right. But Billy said, he was like, we all know it's marketing, but telling me that I shouldn't want to support a company that shares the same values as me or supports the person that shares the same values as me is dumb. He was like, whether it's marketing or not, if they're backing somebody that I believe in, I want to support them.
That's it.
And that's really what it is. Like, I can't argue. Of course it's marketing. Yes, Nike, like, I know it's marketing, but at the same time, in today's climate, to take the person that they took and put him on, like, the front line, like, especially right after they get back Serena.
It's a huge risk. It's actually a pretty bold move for them to do that. Yeah, it is, so, bro. I mean, you know.
It is, however you look at it.
Yeah.
However you look at it is, bro. So, hey, man, they got my respect, bro. And, of course, all these memes are going around. Have you seen the memes? Like, people remaking the joints?
I hate black social media, dog. They're so
we'll take anything
ignorant.
And run with it.
They're so ignorant.
We'll take anything and run with it, bro. Hey,
yo,
I can't lie.
I was just about to say, you know, bro, you know I always laugh at Mike Tyson because of his lisp, bro. So
yeah,
like, believe in something or stand for something, even if it means sacrificing. Yo, I was dying laughing, bro. Like,
bro, the Mike Tyson jokes are always gold,
bro.
They're always gold, bro. The Mike Tyson jokes are always gold. something.
Yeah, man.
Believe in something.
Yeah, man. No, but your lisps are cool, man. If you got one of those, man, you know, shout out to you. It's so good.
I got a slight joint, but I won't tell nobody, you know.
Yeah, nah, so. I think yours a little more than slight, big fella. I don't know.
Chill out. Why are we chilling? Why are we wilding? Let's chill out, G. God dang.
Boy. Yeah, man, but either way, big up Nike for you know, for you know, getting out there, for standing, you know, standing in the trenches. They're supporting Serena, who, you know,
That's what I'm saying.
You got Serena, you got Colin, man.
They supported, they did Serena, and then right after that did Colin. That's what I'm like, bro, like, they, hey man, they like Morgan and Morgan out here, man. They for the people.
Right. Bro. And if you can, one, do what's in the best interest of business while supporting a specific community of people during like a really tough time, you know, socially. Right. Like, hey, you killing two birds. You getting your dollar.
Right.
And you, you know, you
ain't supporting the social cause.
That's it. Right. That's it, man. That's and then business. That's business right there. That's how you do it.
Smart business.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. But then the dumb NFL gonna come out and make a statement now, like, oh, we believe in dialogue, we care about social issues. No, y'all don't. Shut up. Y'all just know that Nike make all the apparel for the NFL.
The NFL.
So y'all can't afford to drop Nike.
They've been on this downward spiral since, like, I feel like since the Ray Rice situation, when they tried to cover that up, or they let him come back real soon after it happened, or whatever it was. I feel like every year it's been something else. And this Collins, Colin stuff, and the demonstration, and them required, now it's required that if you're on the field that you have to stand, all this stuff. It's like, yo, y'all are just digging your own grave at this point.
Yeah. Josh's dumb,
bro. Yeah, man.
Josh's real stupid, but it's okay, because as we speak right now, you know, I'm trying to see what this season gonna be like in the NFL. But you know,
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna catch a game or two at the bar.
Yeah,
you know, for the sake of wings, waffle fries, and beer. You know what I'm saying?
Beer
and a good, you know, Blue Moon. I rock with Blue Moon, man.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Yeah, I don't rock with that, but you got it. You got it.
Okay. Well, either way, man. Yeah, but we'll see what the season is like, man. Did you get Madden yet? You last time we talked, you hadn't bought Madden. Did you?
No. I'm still playing my brother's copy. I'm still playing my copy. You know, I'm trying to save my money. It's just $50, bro. I'm not spending $50.
Oh, is it still $50? I thought it was more expensive these days.
Nah, bro. It's $50, $60. You know,
$50, $60. That's right, okay. Man. That's it. Yeah. That means if it's $50, it's probably like $67.44 with tax.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not spending that on no video.
Tax is a mug, man. That's crazy.
I got DJ stuff to buy. I ain't buying no doggone video game for no $60, y'all. They can keep that for now. I just play the house copy, you know.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's all that is.
Well, bro, yeah, we gotta wrap this thing up, man.
Yeah, man, for sure.
We don't want to keep folks too long, man. Again, as we say every week, thank you all for listening, for your support, for your reposts, for your suggestions, for your criticism when we do not post. that, I appreciate all of it. I really do. The people that ride for the podcast, I really do appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, real talk.
Yeah, I like y'all real hard. I can't, you know, love is a strong word, but I like y'all real hard. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, share. You know, you never know who will find this conversation interesting.
Yes,
you know, who might want to laugh. And, so make sure you spread it.
And when you comment, cool, we're not gonna say that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like when you comment on a post, tag two friends that you know do not listen to the podcast. Here we go. You know,
there we go.
There's a challenge, right? Tag two friends that you know do not listen to the podcast. And then boom. And also, rate us, please. Fives only. Fives only,
that's
my
it.
Guy. No fours,
that's
three,
it.
Twos, ones. That's it. Fives are better. If not, you a hater, and we gonna find out where your grandma stay, and we gonna ride on your grandma.
He said it, not me, you know, man. It's Big Dog Dre.
And it's your boy Bees, man.
Here we up out.
Yep.